The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live today. Guess what? Not in the studio. We are in the office waiting for you to join us at our open house. We're celebrating our brand new office. Love to see you with us. And we're still going to talk about all of your things that are bugging you, things you've had a problem with, you've tried, you've applied, you've come up with the same old, things that really don't work a whole lot. Well, this is an opportunity. Let's talk about it. My co-host today, Dr. Harlan Browning, we're sitting here together at our office, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things. But more importantly, we want to talk about you and the things that you have on your mind. But join us. We're at 8500 Executive Park Drive in Fairfax. It's right off the National Capitol Beltway. It's easy to get to. Shouldn't take you more than just a blink of an eye to get here. And come up and have a cup of tea with us, a little something to eat, meet our staff, and we'll explain the facility to you and the things that we do best here. The number to call is today, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that's in your mind. And let's see if we can, you know, help you through the process, as they say. Dr. Harlan, welcome again, buddy.
Always good to be here, Tom.
I know. This is a cool day, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really proud of our facility. We know we took a lot of effort, and, you know, even sitting here watching and listening is the guy that I have to applaud relative to having built this thing and making such a beautiful display out of it. Nick Alexander is just an amazing contractor, good friend for many, many years. And I salute you, Nick. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anyway, you know, the Results Center has been dedicated to looking at things from a multidimensional platform, triad of health, as we've always talked about, structural, chemical, and emotional. And we look at every condition that way, whether it's headaches or back pain or somebody comes in, they have cancer, and we're supporting the process, or they have Parkinson's, or they have MS, and we're supporting their body to be able to recover. But, you know, when we see these patients, you know, we apply that paradigm. You're an applied kinesiologist. I'm an applied kinesiologist, and that's the philosophical background. Why is that so important? Why is that philosophy so critical in looking at really anything that happens?
Well, truth be told, you know, for the majority of issues that people deal with, especially chronic conditions, you're going to have multifactorial things that are affecting you. You're going to have structural components, and you're going to have biochemical components that are going to feed into each other, and they're going to go back and forth. So if you don't address it from a multiple platform, the likelihood that you resolve the issue becomes less and less as time goes by. Unfortunately, as a chronic condition progresses, we see demonstrable changes either on blood work or other lab x-rays and those types of things, which means that there could be a certain degree of permanency, so you have to treat it from multiple platforms.
That's where it's gotten to the pathology state.
Yes.
You know, we start out, we're looking at function as primary indicators of things not going the way they're supposed to. And patients start out in life, and, you know, if mom and dad didn't mess up too badly, they at least have the capacity to have function. And then what happens is they get hurt, they don't eat the way they're supposed to, and they stress. Unfortunately, in our society, nobody teaches us how to handle those things. So we begin to trip down this very ugly road, and we end up with symptoms. I don't feel good, and, you know, whatever complaint was. And they go to their traditional doc, and the doc says, here, take these, whatever they are. And then subsequently, it blunts the symptoms, but it progresses. And then they end up with the pathological considerations, the degenerative spines, the cancers, the things that you can see and touch and feel.
Yeah, and very often we see comorbidities, which means that we're adding disease on top of disease. When we just treat it from a symptom-based perspective, we don't stabilize the physiology, which also affects the cascade of physiology in the body and causes things to topple down. So it's not uncommon to see people start with hypertension, then their cholesterol goes up, then they have diabetes, and then, you know, that trifecta launches them to have kidney problems, now neuropathies, all these types of things that could have been managed early on but are just treated from the standpoint of let's give the pill, let's not lecture them about changing diet or exercise or lifestyle modifications. It's, you know, it's quite sad.
You know, it's unfortunate because we're living in an expedient society. Don't bother me with what I have to do for myself. You know, don't tell me that I've got to go exercise. Don't tell me I've got to watch my diet. Don't tell me that I've got to, you know, watch my stress level. And but the truth of it is that years ago, you know, you roll back the clock 50, 60, 70 years in this country, food was better. Exercise by default was better because people walked. And, you know, as they often do today in Europe, and the stress patterns were different. They weren't constant. You know, the advent of technology has caused us all to be expedient in our responses to everybody. We don't wait until, well, I'll get to it later on, maybe tomorrow or the next day. It's like, if you don't respond to a text message, if you don't respond to somebody's, you know, outreach, they get angry. And the body begins to break down, and you begin to see these inflammatory processes due to stress, due to chronic pain, due to all the things that we normally see as a patient walks into the office.
Yeah, and I think it certainly has to do with us looking at ourselves and respecting the way the body works and making sure that we address what we need to do with the diet and the exercise. I was flipping through the channels the other day, and Jaws was on, and anytime that movie's on, it sucks me in. And the beauty of that movie is Spielberg, he captured what it was like in the classic New England town. So if you look at the beach scenes, there's nobody on the beach that is overweight, and that's in the 70s, and that's truly what it was like. Now if you fast forward, we go to a beach, and I would say probably 60% of the people are overweight. So there's definitely a shift going on, and it's not the direction we should be going.
No, it's not healthy. You know, between not moving, not doing, eating grains all the time, and high levels of sugar, you know, one of the things I say the lectures that I give when we talk about blood sugar handling is years ago when the country, the United States of America, actually before that, the days of the colonies, when it was first incepted, the average consumption of sugar per person per capita on an annual basis was 14 pounds. Today it's something in the neighborhood of about 170 pounds per person. You don't eat a lot of sugar, neither do I. Guess who's taking up for us? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the degeneration that it caused, sugars cause the autoimmune system to begin to break down. They don't allow the system to heal properly, and it's a constant irritation. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you ask us any question that you'd like to today. And we'd like to invite you to our open house here at the Roselle Center. We're in Fairfax at 8500 Executive Park Drive. And all you have to do is come on by. The doors are open. Have a cup of tea with us. We've got some food. We'd love to talk to you about what we do. Show you around. We're very proud of this facility. We're about 6,000 square feet. So we have a lot of things that we do from a natural platform. A lot of you are just curious. Well, you know, this is an opportunity to quench that curiosity. And up on the screen, you know, years ago, Dr. Browning, and you're in it, PBS did a 90-minute documentary on our work. And we have that playing today. It's on a loop, so you'll be able to watch that and ask our staff any question that you'd like to have answered. We're all here, and we're happy to do that for you. Join us. We're at 8500 Executive Park Drive in Fairfax. Come and join us and ask your questions either online today, right now at 888-630-9625, or in the office. Come on by. We're having a lot of fun today with a lot of people coming in and out. It's a great day. I want to talk a little bit about inflammatory processes. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I'm talking about inflammatory processes. 2 weeks ago, we did a kind of a serendipitous, spur-of-the-moment health and wellness town hall gathering over at the Fairview Park Marriott Hotel. There was 112 people. I was really, really pleased and excited. And we also offered this brain span evaluation. And what that was a fingerprick blood test, and then it followed up online with a cognitive recall test type of thing. And then the combination of the two gives us this pattern. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that, Dr. Browning, because, you know, neurology is your thing. But we're having it available as well today. Normally, this test runs $149, and after the success the other day, we kind of arm-twisted Dr. Dan Johnston, medical physician who's a partner in the company, and asked if he would give us a little better deal, so to speak, and he did, and we're able to get, you know, we have a bunch of them for $49, just got them a couple days ago. So, you know, join us and, you know, take part of that, and you know, we'll have that for you. Then you don't even have to be a patient. The Roselle Center center. What we do with that is that you do the test. It takes about 10 days for blood work to come back. Then you go online and you do the interactive test, and you sit down with one of the staff members at the Rozelle Center, and they'll go over it with you. Why is that type of test so important, so critical in everything that that you and I do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier. I really like the test for two reasons. Number one, there's the cognitive portion that you're going to do online. It's a series of batteries of tests that are going to score you against a median population. I think there's a lot of folks that, because they can't remember something, automatically assume that they're developing Alzheimer's. And, you know, that's not the case. So the test will tell you where you score on that scale. And then you follow it up with the fatty acid profile, which are the constituents that make up the membrane that surrounds all our neurons. It's like the insulation. So as the insulation breaks down, then neurological function becomes slower. So you put those two together, it becomes a fairly good predictor of the direction that you're heading.
888-630-9625. We are broadcasting live at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Love to have you as our guest today. We have an open house going on because we're very proud of our new facility, 6,000 square feet or so. And we'd love to show you around, love to show you what we have and what integration natural therapeutics is really all about. Come and join us. It's going to be a fun day. Let's go to the phone. Steve, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir? Steve? Hello? Steve, thanks. Try it again. Call us back in. I can't hear you. It sounds like it's extremely muffled, but give it one more shot and we'll get it done. 888-630-9625. Steve was calling about asthma, but I'm not sure what his question was, so if he calls back in, we'll handle the call and talk to him. Talking a little bit about inflammatory processes and how they affect the system. Dr. Helen Browning is my co-host today. We're talking about anything and everything that you'd like to have an answer to. Dr. Helen, let's tiptoe into that a little bit. We got about a minute and a half before the break. And inflammatory pathways, you touched on a little bit and how they began to affect a triad of things, and we lovingly call that metabolic syndrome. And, you know, we see blood pressures going up and blood sugars go up and cholesterol, fat, lipids start going up. But there's a lot of triggering mechanisms. What are some of them?
Certainly shifts in the fatty acid balance would be one of them. We call these the eicosanoids. Fatty acids help to conduct chemical messengers in the body. They also help to make up our hormones. So when we have an imbalance between the omega-6s, which are classically found in processed foods and vegetable oils and those types of things, and the omega-3s, which are in cold water fish, when that ratio skews much heavily to the omega-6, then we're going to produce more markers of inflammation. We're going to push pathways of bad hormones faster. And, you know, these types of things accelerate the degenerative process in the body and also cause a lot of the things like heart disease and diabetes and all of those things associated with inflammation.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that chronic pain can cause the body to break down. Chronic pain can give you heart disease. Chronic pain can cause the brain not to work. Chronic pain patterns that we put up with can trigger so many different pathways pathologically over a period of time. We're coming up to a break, and we're here at 888-630-9625, but more importantly, we're broadcasting live from the Rozelle Center for Healing. We'd love to have you come over and say hello to us, because we're hosting an open house. Come and see what we do. We have 6,000 feet we're proud of. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're live, but we're not in the studio. We're at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Why? Because we're celebrating our new office, and love to have you come over and say hello. We have an open house going on. And come by, have a cup of tea with us and a little bit of something to eat, and meet our staff and see our facility. We have 6,000 feet that we're extremely proud of and love to show you around and show you what we got and show you what we do. And you can ask any questions that you like to. We also have the PBS special that they did on us about 3 years ago. We have it on loop on our big screens. And subsequently, you're going to get the chance to see that as well. But it's going to be a great day. We're having a lot of fun. Please join us. We're at 8500 Executive Park Drive in Fairfax. Dr. Harlan Browning is sitting next to me, my co-host today. We're talking about anything that you'd like to talk about, so give us a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Dr. Harlan, Steve is trying to get on again. Let's see if we can talk to him. Steve, are you there? Steve?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Can talk up just a little bit, buddy, so we can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Great. Listen, Doctor, I wonder if you could comment. My wife had a case of walking pneumonia about 4 years ago, and it left some scarring in her bronchial tubes. And the doctor told her that she would have exercise-induced asthma as a result, and indeed she has. And she takes, you know, she has the device to take some medication when she has attacks. But these attacks have been getting worse and more frequent. And I wonder if you could comment about how best to deal with that kind of situation that was originally caused by scarring.
Okay, Steve, we'll try to answer you the best we can. Your conversation's a little on the low end. Dr. Browning, you want to start?
Yeah, I think what, and again, Dr. Moselle said it, we could barely hear you. I think that the situation was there was a case of walking pneumonia in the past that's led eventually to a case of chronic asthma with more frequent attacks. So certainly that scenario is possible. Asthma attacks is a bronchial constriction and an involvement of mucus being formed in the lungs themselves, and it can be triggered from anything from environmental things that we think about, dogs, cats, trees, grass, those types of things, to sometimes it's idiopathic. People just have an episode and we don't know. And you know, in some cases it can be induced by exercise.
Exercise-induced asthma has to do with several different pathways, but one is your fight-flight systems, your adrenal glands that sit on top of the kidneys. And if the adrenal system isn't working the way it's supposed to, meaning that it's been suppressed, it's been irritated, where your body hasn't had the opportunity to recuperate, then anything like asthma, or actually any inflammatory reaction, and that's asthma has that high level of inflammation to the sacs, you know, within the lungs itself, can be problematic. So you have to treat the adrenal system. You have to make sure that everything that had triggered the asthma problem is no longer there, from perhaps a viral pattern or bacterial pattern. Have to make sure that the neurology is working the way it's supposed to. The lungs have several different neurological innervations. One, the vagus nerve, that big old long nerve that we talk about that comes from the brain and goes all the way through, touches multiple organ systems, and then the nerves from the spine. So we see patients like that quite frequently, but you want to find out where the trigger is. If it's adrenal function, you've got to treat the adrenal system. If it's has to do with the other areas, you have to deal with that as well. So, Steve, what I would say to you is that it's difficult to tell exactly what it is, but supplement-wise, for healing and decreasing inflammatory actions, just taking high levels of vitamin C initially will begin to support adrenal function, but you really have to find out how depleted she is. Steve, I appreciate your phone call. You know, there's so much to touch on that, Dr. Browning, when it comes to, you know, this type of asthmatic case.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. You know, one thing that I always stress with my patients is identify controllable factors. Those are things that are going to cause the trigger that you can physically isolate or remove from your environment. So that can be foods, it could be chemicals, it could be outgassing from furniture. You believe it or not, there's tons of chemicals that come out from the rug and your drapes and those types of things. So you need to identify if there's an allergic response that's being perpetuated all the time. A good in-home filter can lower the burden of you breathing in potentially inflammatory things on an ongoing basis while you're sleeping. So, you know, just those types of things in the beginning can be put into place and with great effect. I also like to look at the digestive tract. So if there's any imbalance there, it needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's, you know, those are really the initiators of things that we have to deal with. And if you don't deal with the things that are around that you have control over, then you really don't have control over anything, because no matter what the condition, you have to control that primary environment. We're here at 888-630-9625. We're coming up to the halfway point of the program. We're here at the Roselle Center for Healing today. We're enjoying our open house and celebrating our new facility. Come on by and have a cup of tea and join us. We'd love to show you around. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. We're back in studio. No, we're really not. We're at the Roselle Center for Healing because we're celebrating an open house. Thank you for joining us today. Love to have you come down. We're seeing a whole lot of people for the very first time, a lot of folks that have been with us for many years. Dr. Harlan Browning, my co-host today, we're talking about anything that you'd like to talk about, 888-630-9625. That's how you call and ask questions. And how you find us, as we said, 8500 Executive Park Avenue or Drive. What is it, Harlan?
Drive.
Executive Park Drive in Fairfax. Come on down and say hello. Have a cup of tea with us. Grab a little something to eat. Love to show you around, show you what we do in the integrative world, natural world, without drugs, without surgery. That's what we do. That's what we're very proud of. We're going to talk about a lot of little things. Many of you attended a program at Fairview Park Hotel 2 weeks ago, our serendipitous kind of spontaneous health wellness town hall meeting, and it was well attended by 112 of you, and we offered you a brain span test, which measures the inflammatory levels and potential degradation of neurological tissue. We're very, very thankful to brain span because it was such a hit. They actually gave us a discount. We have a few more tests available, so if you come by today, you'll be able to take advantage of that. Normally, a test runs about $149. You can get it for $49 thanks to brain span. It's their gift to our open house. So join us. That was unexpected. We really are appreciative of them. Dr. Dan Johnston, medical physician, is one of the co-founders and partners within BrainSpan. And by the way, he's here today, and he'll be able to answer any questions that you have. Call us at 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones, and hopefully we can hear a little bit better. John from Alexandria, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir?
Well, I've had a hernia on one side. I don't have any pain, but I can see the bulge. I've lost weight. Before that, I probably didn't. It was probably there a long time, but I didn't see it. Now I can see it. I'm 6 foot tall, down about 145 pounds, and I can see the bulge. And when I lay down, it's gone, and when I stand up and walk, it bulges out. And some of my friends have had surgery, and I'm hoping that I can find a way, like exercises or do something, to fix mine before I have to have surgery.
John,
any ideas?
John, the problem with it, how old are you?
I'm 74.
The problem is that ligaments and fascial tissue over a period of years become less resilient. Vitamin B12 folic acid levels go down, and that's what really holds fascia together. If you can see the bulge, and when you're standing, and if it's protruding significantly, your options are either surgery or wearing a truss all the time. You can get the abdominal muscles strong, and there's a few people that really understand how to do that. There's a condition called diastasis, which is a split of the muscle junction between your sternum and your pubic area. Women often suffer from that after they give childbirth. But it has to be done with somebody who really knows their stuff. There's one out in the Ashburn area that we know of. There may be a couple in closer to you. I'm not sure, but you know, we'll do some homework. If you want to send me a note at rosellecare.com, that's rosellecare.com, I can send you what information that we do have. Now, the thing of it is that with any type of hernia, particularly at your age, you're a very thin guy, you're a very slim man, so you don't have a lot of muscle mass to hold things in. And the surgery that, if you get a guy that's done lots of these, the surgery is not bad surgery. It's pretty easy, you're on your feet real quick. You know, if you're a very active guy and, you know, you like to go out and do different things, and if you're a golfer, tennis player, anything like that, I'd encourage you to really consider the surgery. You usually don't hear things like that out of my mouth. But it depends on activity, and it depends on whether or not you want to do the exercise and wear a truss. But either way, I'm happy to give you the information. John, thanks a lot. I appreciate your phone call. Let me know, Dr. Harlan.
Yeah, one thing that I would recommend to do would be ask your doctor to send you for an ultrasound. The ultrasound will tell you the extent of the tear, where it is, how deep it is, and what tissues are involved. It'll just give you a better understanding of what you're dealing with. You don't want to herniate your intestines. Can come out. You don't want that to happen. So there's different degrees of hernia. It's kind of a catch-all phrase, but some are much more significant than others. And like Dr. Rozelle said, if the area is just inherently unstable now because it's been stretched out, the procedure is pretty straightforward. They put a mesh in there. So you have to, you know, ask yourself, is my quality of life being changed because I'm so fearful that I'm going to make this worse?
And that's a primary consideration. It's about quality of life, particularly at age 74. I don't know you well, John, so I can't tell you whether or not you need to, you know, to do surgery, whether you can do exercise and, you know, wear a truss until the exercise, you know, really does some good. But you're a tall, slender man. You're a thin guy. And that tells me that there's not a lot of substance, you know, around the area, you know, to really strengthen up. So it would have to be done on an individual basis, but those are the considerations that both Dr. Browning and I would tell you to do. 888-630-9625. Dr. Harlan Browning, my co-host today, we're sitting in our lobby, in the reception area at the Results Center for Healing, doing a remote broadcast because we're celebrating our new office, 6,000 square feet of what we consider a very state-of-the-art facility. Join us. Come around, meet our staff, take a tour of the place, see what it is that we do, have people explain to you all the intricacies and the intimacies, if you will, of natural integrated care. You know, there's an old statement, an axiom, if you will, Dr. Browning, that, you know, the power that made the body heals the body. And the truth is that our system has virtually, in most cases, everything it needs to turn things around, given a perfect world and ideal situation.
Yeah, it certainly does. But, you know, very often we don't optimize our ability to heal because we sabotage it through, you know, everything we talk about every day in this office is lifestyle modifications, things like diet and exercise and, you know, state of mind. Those are all very easily controlled, and very often we just push those to the side.
Let's go back to the phones. Kathy from Gaithersburg, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. My mom had a fall, just a small fall recently, but she went to the hospital and had scans and so forth, and anyway, she was kind of like fine from it. I mean, she had a bump but and a bruise, but that's healing. But they discovered she's got water on the brain, or it looked like it. They weren't positive, but there were sort of five or six scans done or something. I don't know. Three of them found possible normal pressure hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. And my mom's 94, and she's about 5'0" and 100 pounds, and she's in a wheelchair, so she's not walking or exercising much anymore. But she eats well and gets sleep. And but anyway, my dad actually, he was 10 years older, and he died about 10 years ago now too, and he had normal pressure hydrocephalus, and it causes the person to be forgetful, number one, and yep, to have trouble walking, number two.
Kathy, let me ask you a question. Did this come about as a result of the fall, or was it there before the fall?
No, before the fall.
All right. So, in, you know, from our perspective, a hydrocephalus pattern or swelling of the brain can, you know, come about because of a birth trauma, can come about because of something that occurred much younger, earlier in life, never was discovered, and something that can cause impairment. The impairment would have been seen early on relative to structural patterns, gait patterns, cognitive dysfunction, visual disturbances, sensory perceptions, and so forth. All those things are possible. In a person that we would see that had that type of problem that would come in, and even children with hydrocephalus, there'd be learning problems as well as those in adults, gentle cranial work in today's world, low-energy light laser can dramatically help these people to decrease the burden on this cranial swelling. We've seen a lot of it. At your mother's age, it's, you know, again, if it's causing her impairment, then there's some very, very gentle procedures that can be very useful and very, you're up in the Gaithersburg area. You know, if you send me a note at RoselleCare.com, I'll tell you who I know that's up in that area. Actually, Kathy, I'm going to be up in Gaithersburg on Thursday the 22nd, and, you know, pay attention to the program, and you'll know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be actually doing a town hall Q&A up there. So love to have you, and you can ask me more questions about that. But in the meantime, RoselleCare.com, and I will send you some information based on that. But very gentle patterns, very gentle procedures can be extremely useful in this type of thing. Kathy, appreciate your phone call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject. Dr. Browning, that's something. And, you know, all of a sudden we talk about brain stuff, and I have the brain guy in front of me, you know. Dr. Sid came over to say hello to us. Glad you're here, buddy. Thank you.
So, Dr. Shandell, we just had a caller. The mother had head trauma, and incidentally, they found that she had normal pressure hydrocephalus, 94 years old, and she wanted to know what would be typically done on the medical side because she had several different opinions.
Thanks for the question. Thanks for having me. Beautiful, beautiful office space, by the way, Dr. Tom. Normal pressure hydrocephalus is a diagnosis made from clinical suspicion. Oftentimes when anybody gets an MRI in that age group, there's always going to be age-appropriate atrophy. And I think it's a good diagnosis to always have in the back of your mind because there's a lot of because NPH is the only treatable dementias out there with a VP shunt. So there's a workup really involves having a spinal tap and seeing if releasing some of the spinal fluid helps with the symptoms, namely walking, and then some memory issues that can be resolved. And if that improves, then there's a whole conversation about undergoing a shunt.
What happens if the asymptomatic patient?
Yeah, I mean, usually people have symptoms, and namely they are trouble walking, short walk, gait declines, memory declines, and you have urinary incontinence. But again, most of the dementias out there cause the same three things. So it really takes a careful clinician to figure out if this is exactly what's happening to their loved one.
And what would the outcome typically be on it with
somebody
that age?
It's actually reasonable. It's actually very it's well documented that the walking really improves with shunt. Now, the incontinence part and the memory part are 50-50. But really, it's the walking. If we can get these people walking better, then they're at least not bedbound. They can move around, have physical therapy, and be a little bit more active.
Dr. Sid, thank you so very much. This was what a serendipitous event. Those of you who've listened to Dr. Tom Rozell over time know that Dr. Sid has been a guest on the program, and he spends half his time in spinal surgery and half his time in brain surgery, and he will be on our show again in the very near future. Love to have him. Great guy, and whole lot of knowledge that, you know, that I can draw from.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tom, Dr. Harlan. Beautiful office. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it very much. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have in your mind. We're at the Rozell Center for Healing. We're celebrating our brand new office space, 6,000 square feet of very, very modern, very upscale. And we'd love to show you around. Come down and have a cup of tea with us. We're going to be here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And just, you know, come by and say hey, you know, just stop in for a couple minutes, shake our hands, meet the staff, and you also have the opportunity to do the brain span test that measures inflammatory reactions within the brain and also the cognitive portion that goes along with the test, which combined the two can tell you whether you're stepping down the road into an Alzheimer's pathway or dementia or just general cognitive decline. Love to have you. Please join us. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We like company. And you also get to see the PBS special that they did on our work about 3.5 years ago. We have it on loop on our big screen, and you can sit and watch that as well. Give us a shout today. Come on by and say hey. Dr. Harlan, you know, it's fun to do these kind of programs. particularly when, you know, it's so active and we have a lot of callers come in with, you know, with different things. We try to give them both sides of the coin, if you will, both the medical and the natural world. And, you know, the thing that is that, you know, we've said so many times when somebody has trauma and they have a bleed, you know, medicine today is cutting edge in this country. When it comes to functional considerations, chronic pain patterns, diabetic considerations, failing physiology and so forth, the natural world is really where it's at and the things that we do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I would also include that the newer tests that are being developed to assess functional health. Now, you got to remember there's two states in the body. There's a state of pathology where we've gone beyond what we consider to be a normal parameter, and that could be a blood work, that could be an x-ray. I mean, it could be any kind of testing procedure. But then we have the area below that in which our physiology is starting to fail. So, like, for example, the brain span test that we're talking about today is a great way to assess and start to help predict what's going to happen moving forward. And I, like we talked about in the meeting the other day, you need to put all these tests, these functional tests together to be able to look at how healthy we are on the cardiovascular side, how healthy we are neurologically, you know, metabolically. And when you do that, you can certainly start to put the person in the right direction.
We try to put together as much diagnostics as we can that are, one, very straightforward, very predictable, and also inexpensive. We have laboratories that are co-ops, and they charge a fraction of what some of the major companies out there. For example, principal laboratories, you can get thousands of dollars worth of laboratory testing done. If you're a patient of ours for a couple hundred dollars, it's really straight up. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal live, and we have been live, but we're live at the Rizal Center for Healing because we're celebrating our open house of our brand new facility. Come and join us. We'll be here till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Dr. Harlan Browning, my co-host today. We've been talking about all kinds of things that have been interest to you. You can get a hold of us as you do every Sunday, 12 noon at 888-630-9625. Outside of that, rosellcare.com, or you can call the office at 703-698-7117. Let us know how we can help you. And by the way, I don't know, a lot of you really didn't know that we will do lectures anywhere. We team up with Caring for Others, which is a 501c3 Virginia-based foundation and charity, and our doctors go out to your organizations, to your clubs, to your churches, and we will offer at absolutely no charge an hour to 2 hour presentations. So if you'd like to make that happen, all you have to do is call the office at 703-698-7117, ask for Dareth Painter, and she'll set it up for you and she'll make the arrangements. Dr. Harlan, this has been a fun program. We have a lot of folks that have been milling around. Dr. Sid Chandel came in, and unexpectedly we had him on the radio, which was great.
Yeah, always good.
And, you know, we're going to try to do more and more things like that. Let's kind of talk about the intimacies again of what we do here as it's compared to so many things outside the studio, outside the practice, outside of traditional allopathic care.
Well, I mean, I think that first and foremost, our goal is to get a good diagnosis, a very good functionally working diagnosis, and to figure out what the causation is of that diagnosis. And just because a person has back pain doesn't necessarily mean that it's a low back problem. I mean, it could come from other areas of the body. So you have to figure out what the cause is, and then you need to implement your conservative and time-tested procedures that will fix that before you even start considering surgical procedures or medications. You know, many times people's first recourse is to grab some painkillers, and they just don't think about the cause of it.
You know, often I tell patients, once it's cut, and you can't go back, you can't reverse it, but do everything you possibly can beforehand. I want to take one more call before we come to the end of the program. Gene, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
This is Jean calling, and I'm suffering from severe edema in my legs, and it's been termed lymphedema, and I have gone through leg wrappings, et cetera, and it failed for several reasons. Prior to that, I had some vein ablations done for venous insufficiency, and I'm wondering, do you know of any other way of approaching this other than the leg wrappings? Because what happened was all of the fluid went up into my knees and my thighs, and after the wrappings came off, then the fluid started going back down into my legs and my feet, and the pain was excruciating while that happened. And
sure,
now
yes. Jim, let me answer your question. We're coming up to the end of the program. First of all, there's several things that have to be considered in lymphedema. Any kind of post-surgical problems, any kind of cardiac problems, they call it congestive heart failure, all of those things have to be looked at. Any kind of excess weight that that is causing dependent return. And there's ways of treating that, but you got to do a multidimensional approach. We have one of the best certified lymphedema people around the Washington area. Her name is Ivani Osborne, and she works in conjunction with us, and we approach it multidimensionally. If there's a weight problem, we'll guide the patient with that. If it's a straight lymphedema problem, she can handle it. But give us a call, Gene. Thanks for your phone call. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the program. You can send me a note also at rosellcare.com. Love to have you. We're here at the office celebrating our open house. Come and join us. Have a cup of tea with us. My co-host, Dr. Harlan Browning. We'll see you again next week. Same old time, same old place, right on your dial. Love you all. Bye.